You're listening to SBS News.
St. Francois Xavier Church in Paris is a long way from Australia, but its problems could soon be those of religious communities in Australia also. After a priest tested positive for the coronavirus after returning from Italy, the Archbishop of Paris has asked churches to temporarily change their ways. It's a message passed on at St. Francois Xavier by parish priest Bruno Lefebvre Pontalis.
The Archbishop, according to the last recommendations of the Health Ministry, asked us to observe some specific measures of prevention against this epidemic.
Mr. Pontalis says the recommendations are simple.
Les directives sont simples, c'est plus d'eau dans les bénitiers à l'entrée de l'église.
The recommendations are simple. No water in the church fonts at the entrance of the church. Water keeps the virus longer. No shaking hands, in particular during the ceremony of the Peace of Christ, and to receive the communion wafer in the hands and not on the lips in the time that the epidemic moves away.
The Sydney Archdiocese of the Catholic Church has told SBS it's an issue they're monitoring, particularly in the run-up to Easter. And with the bevy of religious rituals seen across multicultural Australia, the Catholic Church may not be the only religious organisation affected. It comes as the coronavirus begins to affect many areas of everyday Australian life. The Prime Minister is urging Australians to, more or less, go about life as usual. But he's revealed he's spoken to Australia's two giant supermarket companies, Coles and Woolworths, amidst reports of people panic buying at some outlets.
Just before coming into this press conference earlier today, I spoke to both Coles and Woolworths just to get an update on their arrangements, and I appreciate their response and the steps they're taking to assure people and their own customers. You can continue to go about your daily business, as I've said. I'm looking forward to getting to places of mass gathering, particularly if it involves to my football team playing or going to kids' concerts or doing any of these things. Australians should continue to go about their lives in their normal way and just exercise common sense.
The Prime Minister says the government is considering extending travel restrictions relating to the virus to South Korea and Italy. But concern about the virus is affecting Australians in even more basic ways, even down to the way Australians interact with and even greet each other. Victoria's Deputy Chief Health Officer is Dr. Annelise van Diemen. She says, for now, people should concentrate on personal hygiene, but she hasn't ruled out making tougher recommendations if infections increase.
The highest priorities at the moment are ensuring that you wash your hands regularly and thoroughly, particularly when they're visibly soiled, or use alcohol hand rub if they're not visibly soiled, cough into your elbow, sneeze into your elbow, and try very hard to avoid touching your face, which once you concentrate on it is a very difficult thing to do. Those are the priorities at the moment. There may come a point where we do have significant local transmission in Victoria, and we will want people to step back even further in terms of social distancing from one another in face-to-face situations.
New South Wales's Health Minister is Brad Hazzard. He's made headlines for suggesting people even cease shaking hands because of the coronavirus problem. Speaking to the Nine Network, it's a stance he's reiterated, saying this issue significantly involves what authorities do not know as well as what they do know.
It's a whole new ball game for us at the moment, and certainly what I'm saying to people is be really cautious, be sensible. It's a bit like, you know, the flu season, but with some unknowns. Perhaps it's time to forget the handshaking for the moment, because that's a very easy way to transmit the virus.
Sunila Wasti, SBS News.